Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Paul Kurtz. Here's what's happening. Pennsylvania State Police are trying to piece together what caused a passenger van to fly off the road in New Garden Township, Chester County, Wednesday. Three people were killed, eight others were injured, three of them critically. KYW's Kim Glovis has the tragic details.
It happened in a heavy downpour on Route 1 near 82 around 2:30 Wednesday afternoon. The van veered to the right off the highway.
And that's when things took an even more tragic turn as the van
traveled along a ditch on the side of the road, then went up a hill, striking a highway sign, and flipped on its roof.
Route 1 was closed for hours as rescue crews removed the bodies and pulled the wreckage from the trees. Police say more information about the victims after the families have been notified. Police say they'll have more information about the victims after the families have been notified. Federal investigators have traced the apparent cause of the PES refinery explosion to a corroded pipe, and they revealed that tons of a toxic chemical were released into the air during the June incident. KYW's Mike DiNardo has more.
Investigators from the U.S. Chemical Safety Board, or CSB, say a pipe elbow in the alkylation unit had corroded over the years to half the thickness of a credit card.
CSB Interim Executive Kristen Kolanowski at a news conference at the airport Marriott says although parts of the piping circuit had been inspected as recently as 2018, but not the parts that broke down.
The specific component that failed had not been inspected for corrosion in the past 45 years.
The investigation also revealed that 3,300 pounds of highly toxic hydrofluoric acid were released into the air during the explosion and fire, but most of the toxins dissipated and didn't cause any apparent health problems off-site. Cherry Hill School Board adopted a new subsidized meal program after some parents complained about how it was being administered. The main problem in Cherry Hill and elsewhere was that some families who met federal guidelines for discounted breakfasts and lunches for their kids allowed their share to go unpaid. State Senate Education Committee Chair Teresa Ruiz will introduce a plan to use state money to make up any difference, starting with a $4 million line item in next year's budget. Assembly Speaker Craig Coughlin will move the bill in the lower chamber with the goal of getting it passed by the end of June. After just a few days of trial, the case of Michael White is now in the hands of the jury. White is charged with voluntary manslaughter in the fatal stabbing of a real estate developer in Rittenhouse Square. KYW's Kristen Johansson reports the case comes down to whether White intended to kill the victim.
Through her closing argument, Michael White's defense attorney, Keir Bradford Gray, said the 22-year-old was trying to calm the traffic situation and only pulled out a knife to scare Sean Skellinger, who he says was seething at the mouth.
She says White was never the aggressor, but was defending himself and didn't mean to put the knife in Skellinger's back. White, she said, would have otherwise hit the concrete and would have been hurt. Bradford Gray ended by saying there was plenty of reasonable doubt in this case, but the assistant DA argued that Sean Skellinger was the unarmed man in the exchange. She ended by saying Skellinger never had a voice and that White was the one who intentionally took his life. Police have beefed up patrols in parts of Center City and South Philly to address a surge in after-school incidents and disruptive behavior by teens in stores and restaurants. And it's been going on since school began last month.
We be a little loud, but we kids, that's what kids do.
But store managers and security at Liberty Place in Center City say often things get out of control, and they've had their hands full almost every day since classes began. There's been everything from smash and grabs to fighting. Some stores have taken drastic steps to stop swarms of kids from storming their shops and restaurants.
So we just banned all kids. They just have to have an adult or someone at least 18 years older to come in with them.
The police department is now assigning extra cops to trouble spots every day to keep the kids in line. A new Center City facility focused on treating eating disorders opens tomorrow at 15th and Walnut. KYW's Hadass Kuznets has more.
Kristen Schustek, Center City Renfrew Center site director, explains they opened the new facility to address the needs of local college students.
And she says students just weren't consistently getting on the R5 to go out to Radnor or crossing the bridge over to Jersey while trying to go to school at the same time. But she stresses college students aren't the only ones who grapple with disordered eating. She says given it's an emotion-based program that we work to treat that underlying cause and a majority of their patients do come in with co-occurring disorders or mental health challenges such as depression, anxiety, trauma, Schustek added, disordered eating can affect anyone at any age. That's the All Local. I'm Paul Kurtz. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KY.